It's time for this week's edition of the Elk and Valley Trails Association Report, brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. Let's go to the phone and talk with Dr. Bill Blackley. Hello, my friend. How are you, sir?
Hey, Joel. I'm doing great.
All right, buddy. What have you got for us this week?
The trails are just clicking along, making a lot of progress. If listeners want to learn more about what's been happening on the trail, they can always check on elkandvalleytrails.org website, and there's a link on there, and you can get a once-a-month update of what we just finished and what we're getting ready to do, place to volunteer, place to participate in about any way you want to on the activities that we're doing between the Blue Ridge Parkway and all the way to Pilot Mountain. We've got some action in all those areas generally. Today we had a really nice activity. We met at about with the Yadkin Valley Community School, Lisa Freeman, Heather Macy, Joe Daugherty, and about 17 kids. They walked up from the school, and they planted dug holes and planted milkweed for the butterflies, sunflowers, phlox, thimbleweed, and a bunch of other, about 20 native species plants at the entrance to the Jandy Ammons Wildflower Meadow, which is that first bridge there by the Shoe Factory Dam. Got a lot of water out there today. Probably people noticed that if you've been walking. It's a beautiful day, a lot of people walking. Big thanks to Mike Reeves, Dan and Vicki Whalen, Mari and Rick Chatham, Rusty Tyser, Joe Hicks, and some others for helping with that project with the Yadkin Valley Community School. Got a lot done. If you're walking out there, you'll see what they've done. It's really quite remarkable what some young kids can get accomplished. A few activities that are coming up. The Explore Elkin group, Jeff Edson and Natalie and all the folks that are explorers in that group are having a hike on May the 5th. So if you haven't been out to the Carter Falls site, there's going to be a short hike, about 2 miles, and then a long hike of 5 miles. You can take either one and start from Grassy Creek Vineyard, going to Isaac's Trailhead, Birds Branch Campground, and then out to Carter Falls if you want to see the falls. They're pretty amazing right now with all that water coming over. And I think yesterday, there's a YouTube, if you're interested, you can see somebody go over those falls in a kayak, which is like a 60-foot waterfall. It's pretty cool on YouTube if you want to look that up. But we're building our trail to there, and of course, we're not encouraging anybody to go over that falls with a kayak or boat of any kind. We don't know who these people were. But big shout-out to Eddie Settle, Tony Triplett, John Yates, and other commissioners over at in Wilkes County for helping Bob Hillier, Joe Mickey, Derek Goddard, and others that are working on the property that Dan and Sally Park and their family have made available for the Elkin Valley Trails and Wilkes, Surrey County to hike on. And we've got a grant in for a big bridge, which should be quite remarkable out there. We're working towards that, and that's a big project we've been working on. Thanks to Jason Taylor and Herb McDonald, probably everybody in town as these folks are, but they've been really leading the charge on building trail and maintaining trail. It takes some doing to keep the trails open and clean, but also building new trail along the way. Randy Mays, I'll give him a big shout-out. We're now Elkin Valley Trails is the task force leader for building trail between the Blue Ridge Parkway and Pilot Mountain. It's called Section 6 of the Mountain to Sea Trail, the state linear trail from Klingman's Dome all the way to Jockey's Ridge, and we're leading the effort all along that trail. And appreciate all the work people have been doing to make that work easier and make it a lot of fun. We've had hundreds and hundreds of people out working over the last few months, building trail and maintaining trail and making things better for all the citizens. May the 19th is a big day. The Yadkin Valley Wine Festival is that day, but also we have, the Elkin Valley Trails has a really cool bicycle ride. It's in the morning. You ride, you can choose a ride of 25 or 50 miles, and you could go further, but it's between vineyards, and it's called the Yadkin Valley Tour de Vino, and if you'd like to find out about it, you can go to our website, elkandvalleytrails.org, and then go to events and just look up Echo Valley Tour Divino. There's also, they have their own website as well, and that's a lot of fun. As you know, the Heritage Center and Trail Center is wrapping up its design. It's just about complete. It's not open yet. But Leslie Slender and Laura Gaylord, Leslie sort of leading the way towards what it's going to look like inside, so we really appreciate that. Shout out to Allie Duncan, Mary Ruth Calloway Duncan, Nancy and Heather for giving us a whole box of tools that were used to help build the ENA Railroad. Hope we can highlight some of those in our display. And then Adam McComb, recently, he's Parks and Rec Director, of course, put in a grant with us in the town of Elkin for a third bridge out along the in-town ENA Rail Trail, which is also overlaps with the Mountain Sea Trail. So got a lot of activities. Come out and join us. Have a good time and meet some new friends.
All right. Sounds great. Dr. Bill Blackley with this week's edition of the Elkin Valley Trails Association Report. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, reminds you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringeman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at somfs.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.
Enjoy your afternoon with Joel Hooper and the best mix of music from yesterday and today on 100.9 WIFM.